Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Their certified pre-owned spring sales event is on, with special incentives on 2017 to 2020 vehicles. Visit MercedesBenzCountryHills.ca.
Derek, chime in on what has kind of been our big topic in the first 2 hours of the program. By the way, welcome back. 4 o'clock hour is underway on the big show. It's Pat Steinberg and Will Nault, and now Derek Wills, the radio voice of the Calgary Flames, completes our Daily Flames Roundtable. And kind of the big topic that we've talked about and kicked it around, hypothetically, and just I think it's a quite interesting conversation. Everyone has kind of said, I think all of us have said it at some point, that Daryl Sutter is not here for a rebuild. But does anyone know that for sure? And are we just making an assumption when we say that?
Well, I mean, Daryl Sutter knows it for sure. Beyond him, maybe his wife, family, friends. But I think it's a safe assumption to make, because I don't think Daryl Sutter comes out of retirement to coach a team that's about to start a rebuild. I don't think the Flames bring in Daryl Sutter, and I assume they're paying him a handsome salary to be the head coach of this hockey team. I don't think they bring him in to be the head coach if they're about to start a rebuild. I don't think he says in his introductory press conference that he's got some unfinished business if he's here to start a rebuild. I think you put two and two together here and you get four. And I think it's a safe assumption to make, even though, yes, it is an assumption.
Yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at. The first two words, if I'm not mistaken, out of his mouth of the press conference were unfinished business. And he's talked about wanting to win a cup for the Flames owners and, you know, talked a lot about 2004 and how there was the one ultimate goal. I also go back to that one rant about, you know, there's career coaches, they don't win anything, da 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 da. I think that, you know, he definitely signed on to be a guy that, you know, was hoping to take this Flames team to the next level. And I thought Lou brought up a great point last hour or an hour and a half ago when he joined us. And that was that, you know, let's not forget that you don't really have a great read on people and how or what the situation looks like until you're here. And you know, for Daryl Sutter, when he's on the farm and he's a fan watching the game, it's a lot different than now being in the teeth of it. And I would say that his opinion on certain players is probably a lot different now that he's been here for, what, 5 weeks, as opposed to what it was perhaps when he's watching the games on his couch as a fan. So that's how I look at it. And again, you're right, Pat. None of us actually know the answer. But if I'm reading the tea leaves, I think it's a stretch to say that maybe he is on board with going the opposite direction of kind of what we've heard in every public appearance from him.
I don't think that the two things are necessarily related. Like him saying he wants to win a Stanley Cup and unfinished business doesn't mean he's not willing to play the long game, right? And that's why to me, you know, I've really been cognizant of checking myself with assumptions that I've made recently, guys. And that was one that I made as well. I said, well, I mean, he must want to win a Stanley Cup right now and by the end of the end of the next 2 years. I don't think it necessarily is that cut and dried. We could all be right with that initial assumption that we made, but you know, maybe him winning a Stanley Cup doesn't mean it has to be on this contract. Maybe he's willing to do this and to be the guy that helps set a new culture and be part of building something new. And so when you say 2 + 2 = 4, I'm not sure that the math 100% checks out for me right now, Derek. I think that there are reasons that you could say 2 + 2 = 4, but this time you could be able to convince me that maybe 2 + 2 = 5. Like it's one of those situations where I'm not as convinced as you guys are. And I also think it's a really fascinating conversation, because if he was willing to play the long game a little bit more, I still think hiring him could be the right thing, because I think he is a culture setter. I think that he is somebody who commands respect, and I think he's a high-end head coach. I really do. And if all of a sudden they say, you know what, we think this is going to be a 3 or 5 year process to get us back to being a true contender, I'm not writing off that he'd be okay with being along for part of the building process too. I also know Daryl Sutter is a smart man. Daryl knows there's no Anze Kopitar here. He knows there's no Drew Doughty here. So I also think that he understands that this is not a group necessarily set up to be winning Stanley Cups anytime soon. So that is my rebuttal, but you're right. And it all is speculation because we don't know. I just wanted to bring it up because it's been something I've been thinking about the last week or so.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Pat, but the reason I've jumped, not to the conclusion, but to the assumption that I have, is based on the evidence that I have to work with. So he has said nothing that makes me believe that he is here to start a rebuild with the Flames. Everything he's said has led me to believe that he's here to win. Win now, win next season, win the season after that. I'm not saying that if he doesn't win a Stanley Cup during the course of this 3-year contract that he signed, that he's going to pack it in and retire again. You know, I could see the Flames growing under Daryl Sutter over the next 2-3 years, and if they don't win a Stanley Cup and he's still got some unfinished business, I could certainly see him signing another contract with the team. But I really don't get the sense, just again, based on everything that he's said, on everything that I've heard, that he came here to tear it down and to start over. And I don't get the sense that that's what this management group wants to do or this coaching staff wants to do. I could see them retooling and I could see him being on board with that. And I think these last 5 weeks and the next 5 weeks are going to help him and this organization decide who they want to move forward with and who they don't want to move forward with. And that's going to help them figure out how they want to retool. But as for a full-blown rebuild, I'm not sure. I think he came out of retirement for that.
Well, we don't know. I'll say this. I think a retool is the last thing that they need to do. I really do. I think that is setting them up for just more mediocrity, and I worry about that. I don't have any say in the matter. I worry that if they try to shuffle deck chairs and try to make it work with different 26-year-olds that aren't elite, they're just going to continue being the same place they were, a group that maybe can win a playoff round every 10 or 11 years, but to truly be a team that wins a Stanley Cup every single year, like Daryl had in LA, a team that was, you need elite players, and I just don't see them with any right now. That's what worries me, Derek, with this whole conversation, is just regardless of who the head coach is, you just don't have elite players right here and right now, and I don't see any coming, and that's what worries me about this offseason and the way things might go.
Well, I think they have a handful of guys who have been elite and could be elite. They haven't been this season. There's no doubt about that. Can they be next season? Maybe, maybe not. This has been a weird year.
Who's been elite ways. Though when it really matters?
Well, that's fair. Jacob Markstrom has been at times. Mark Giordano has been in the regular season, not so much in the playoffs.
Giordano's never going to get back there, though.
No, probably not.
Right.
I think it's safe to say that you could say the same thing about Johnny Gaudreau. He has been elite at times in the regular season, but not in the playoffs. But, you know, guys can grow. Guys can get better. And that's what the Flames are hoping, that there'll be some internal growth and they can plug some holes and become a playoff contender again next season. I will push back with one thing that you said, Pat. Mm-hmm. Maybe not even me pushing back. I'm not sure if you're going to rebuild, this is the year to do it. Because I think this draft is going to be an absolute crapshoot. So if you had a better idea of you know, who the top players were in the draft and you wanted to try to target one of those guys to build around, that's one thing. But, you know, the OHL hasn't played a game this year. A lot of players come out of the Ontario Hockey League and become elite players in the National Hockey League. Scouting has been so much more difficult because of the limited number of games played in some leagues and the fact that there's been no games played in other leagues. So I'm not sure this is the year to rebuild. I think you probably try to retool. If that doesn't work, then maybe you take a seat at the table and talk about a rebuild after next season. But this has just been such a strange year. I probably wouldn't do anything drastic based just on this season, just because everything's been so strange, not only in the world of hockey, but in the world in general.
You're still getting a good player if you draft high. You know that. Like, there's still good players in this draft.
But how high do you have to get to guarantee a good player in this draft?
I think top five. And right now, they're on track for a top five pick. So if it keeps going the way that it's going, as of right now, for instance, the Flames would be drafting 7th overall at the NHL draft without the lottery. So, you know, the way things are going, the way the results have gone, wouldn't be crazy to suggest that maybe we do see them get a little higher. But anyway, there's still 16 games to go and lots to determine before then. And we got plenty of time to have these conversations over the next number of months. He's Derek. He's Will. I'm Pat. This is our Daily Flames Roundtable. You know what? I'll save the Johnny Gaudreau question for maybe at the end or tomorrow, because let's go there. Right now, the Flames have 16 games to go. They're 8 points out of a playoff spot. We know they're probably not going, likely not going. A lot of people right now, a lot of fans right now, want this group to get a high draft pick and would rather them have a high pick in this year's draft than winning a bunch of games down the stretch and missing the playoffs. I guess it's not even so much, there's not even like a direct question as much as, what is your response to that, knowing there are a lot of people that cheer for this team that are hoping for that in the next month?
Well, I understand where they're coming from, because you'd like to bring in another piece that can be a part of your core moving forward. But again, I'll circle back to what I just said. I think there is more uncertainty with this draft class than any draft class than I can remember. I'll say this, for me, there's less buzz surrounding this draft class than any draft class I can remember. And part of it is because some leagues aren't playing, other leagues are playing a shortened schedule. I haven't heard about a guy who is going to be a generational player or for sure going to be a franchise player out of this draft class. I know there are some players who have that type of potential, but there's no Connor McDavid in this draft. There's no Austin Matthews in this draft, I don't think. I mean, somebody could turn into somebody of that caliber, but there's no guy who looks like a blue chip, can't miss superstar in this league. And again, maybe because we haven't seen as much of these players, there will be one of those guys, but I don't think there's any guarantees in this draft class. And I also think that it's a really slippery slope. So one thing that I think can work to the Flames' advantage, not for this season, but for moving forward, is right now, and he's done it in the games that he's coached, and he's going to continue to do it until the end of the regular season. Daryl Sutter has an opportunity to set a new standard. And he's talked a lot about it openly with us in media availability. You know, whether that be a standard when it comes to conditioning or work ethic or playing with pace or playing within the system, this is an opportunity for him to establish something that this team can move forward with, so that the guys who are coming back next year understand that this is what he wants and what he needs and all he's going to accept. Now, I'm not saying you can't do that with some young players in your lineup. And this might be a topic we should circle back on after next week's trade deadline, because if the Flames do move out some UFAs or maybe an RFA in Sam Bennett, although it sure sounds like he's a lot happier now than he was a couple of months ago, then they're going to probably have to bring some guys up from the taxi squad and or the American Hockey League. And maybe we're having a different conversation at that point. And maybe it just happens organically that the Flames don't win a lot of games down the stretch, and as a result, finish a little bit lower in the standings and get a little bit higher draft pick. But I don't like the idea of going out and trying to lose, not as a player or as a team or as an organization. So if it happens organically and you get a higher pick because of it, great. But I still think it's really important that Daryl Sutter and the coaching staff establishes what this team has to do and has to be moving forward in order to have success. And even though they're probably not going to make the playoffs this year, I still think you can kind of set yourself up for next season with the way you finish this season.
Yeah, by the way, that's a nice note, Derek. That was what jumped out to me today of anything with Daryl Sutter's media availability, was that apparently whatever trade request was on the board has now been apparently removed from the board. I think Sam Bennett is committed to being here with Daryl Sutter. What that means or what that tells us come the summer, who knows? As for the high draft pick, I think everybody wants that. Yeah, you can tell me that the draft is maybe not as strong and there's some uncertainties based on scouting availabilities and schedule lack or lack of playing time for a lot of these guys. But the bottom line is, the higher you draft, the better chance you have of getting a good player. And right now, you look at the Flames system, they need more good players, good young players. And so the higher you get, Pat, I know it's maybe not your McDavid year or a generational type year necessarily, but the higher you get, the better chance you have of having a star player, or at least somebody that you can help build around and build this new core, because that's kind of where I'm at. And I've talked about it before, whether it's trading Elias Lindholm or trading Michael Backlund. There's players on this team right now that I think have value that won't be here the next time they're competitive. You need money on the books. I understand that. In a rebuild, you still have to spend money. You can't have all entry-level contracts on your team. But, hey, any chance you get to hire in the draft, the better chance you have of getting a good player. There are no guarantees in the draft by any means. I understand that. But, you know, you want to get as high as you can, Pat, to better your chances. And for this Flames team, and you look at the farm, you know, you need more good players to build around going forward. So that's where I think the fans are torn, because Derek's right. Daryl Sutter's trying to set a standard, but, you know, for a lot of fans, they probably don't want to see a ton of wins in the final 16 games of the year, and I understand why.
It's a, and by no means am I suggesting that nobody loses on purpose. I don't think that those things actually
happen. Nor should
they. And exactly, nor should they. That's not a good precedent to set. I do think after the trade deadline, depending on who's here and who's not here, you have some moves to make. You have some potential holes to open up depending on the moves that you do make. Yeah, I do think you need to let it play out between now and the end of the season. I don't really think there's anything that you can do if you're Daryl Sutter or anybody else. You, as a fan, I get it. You want your pick to be higher. I totally get it. And, you know, listening to Sam Cosentino in our last segment, you hear him comparing Owen Power to Victor Hedman. You're like, okay, that's franchise piece right there, potentially. Like, there's, and you hear him talk about what Matt Beniers might be at Michigan and what Dylan Gunther might be. It's like, okay, these are pretty impressive comparables, but I don't think you can ever truly or realistically believe that your team is going to actually purposely lose. This doesn't happen very often, and I don't think it should happen. But it's a weird spot they're in, because they're not going to the playoffs. There's so much time left. There's a month to go, and so you're kind of like, as a fan, you're in a spot with, you're like, okay, well, what is best for this group? Does them going on a run and, you know, winning 10 of their last 16 and missing the playoffs but getting a lower draft pick, is that really what I want to see as a fan? It's a tough spot to be in, yeah. And that's kind of the area that the Flames have put their fans in with the way they've played this year.
Well, and the tricky thing is, even if you do bring some guys up, whether it be from the taxi squad or the AHL, let's say you bring up Adam Rujitsky and Matthew Phillips, two players that I'm looking forward to seeing, whether it be this season or next season, there's no guarantee that you're going to be worse off with those guys, especially early on, because I think if you bring guys up, they're going to inject some life potentially into a team that hasn't had a lot of life at times this season. So there's no guarantee that you make some moves, and even if your team doesn't look as good on paper, that doesn't mean it's not going to be as good or better on the ice. So we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. But again, I think it's a very slippery slope trying to, I wouldn't say trying to lose. I wouldn't phrase it that way, not trying as hard to win. I'm just not sure how to put it, but I think about the Sabres. They tried pretty hard to lose to get Connor McDavid back in the day, got a really good consolation prize in Jack Eichel. That franchise has been an absolute disaster ever since. And I really do think that there's something there. I think there's a correlation between them trying to tank to get Connor McDavid and the struggles that franchise has had since failing to do that. So if you're the Flames, I think you have to go out there and put your best lineup on the ice and give your best effort. And if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. But it's an opportunity to set a standard for next season and then hopefully get a pretty good draft pick as well.
The only thing I would say is the Sabres were losing long before they tried to tank for Jack Eichel. So yeah. I don't disagree, but yeah, go ahead.
Can I make one more note on Sam Bennett, just because I think it's interesting? So we had Sam Bennett on our post-game show, what was it, about a week or two ago, Pat? And we asked him about Daryl Sutter and playing an increased role. And yeah, he said, yeah, I love playing for Coach Sutter. So that was just kind of the first inclination that I had that he's happier now than he was before. And then we heard what he had to say in media availability today. And it got me thinking, and I was chatting with a couple other members of the media about it watching practice today. So Brad Treleving went on with Boomer and Warner yesterday morning. It was a great conversation. If you've missed it, visit the website and check it out. But, you know, he talked about some of the conversations that he's had with the Seattle Kraken. So let me ask you guys to put your
Derek, we're talking about this next. We're doing this next. So let's we're gonna hit it next, and then let's do it tomorrow. Let's react tomorrow, because I do think it's interesting. My whole question is, does he still want to stay, and does it matter? Those are the two questions I'm asking around the corner. So well, let's hit that tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, buddy. We will talk to you about that, and we will talk to you then. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, my friend.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Daily Calgary Flames Roundtable, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Country Hills. Their certified pre-owned spring sales event is on, with special incentives on 2017 to 2020 vehicles. Visit MercedesBenzCountryHills.ca.